This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. United Nations officials say it may take days for help to reach some of the areas most affected by Sunday's tsunami. Tons of food and water are beginning to reach Indonesia, India, and Sri Lanka, where the vast majority of the deaths occurred, but only a fraction is getting to the most needy. It is difficult simply to reach places like the province of Aceh on the northern tip of the Indonesian island of Sumatra. That's where almost half of the estimated 114,000 deaths occurred. And NPR's Michael Sullivan is there. And Michael, what have you seen today?
Well, Steve, I've spent most of the day, about 9 hours today, trying to get here from Medan. And it's taken quite a lot of doing because the road here is very long and very windy and in some places very treacherous. So that's some indication of how difficult it'll be for people to actually get relief supplies into the area. I'm in the town of Bakungan. It's about 120 miles southeast of Malabo, which is the town we've been hearing a lot about up on the coast. That's the one where they think many people may have died. And there's not a lot of damage here, I have to be honest, in this town. But this is the beginning of that stretch that the Indonesian officials say they are very worried about because it's very inaccessible here, even in the best of times. And there are many bridges out here. There are many parts of roads washed away. And it's going to be hard for people to get that aid farther up the coast because of that.
And when you get to Malabo, we're hearing reports that there are whole sections of that city, which is a good-sized city, that have been flattened.
Yes, I mean, Indonesian officials who've done numerous flyovers of the city say that 80% of the city is just completely destroyed. I mean, there's nothing left. It just flattened. And I've seen some of those pictures, and that's exactly what it looks like. So the extent of the damage there and the cost of rebuilding there is going to be enormous. And the Indonesian officials, they're being a little careful now about how many people they say are dead there. But the most conservative estimate that I've heard from Indonesian officials about the number of dead in Malabo is 10,000 people. And they think that that toll is going to climb. And as I said earlier, I mean, they're worried about villages and towns and cities all up and down this coast, because I'm looking at a map right now, and where I am, I'm about 120 miles southeast of Malabo, as I told you, and then that's probably another 100 miles south of Banda Aceh. So you have, you know, scores of towns and villages here that they just haven't gotten to yet, and that's what they're worried about. That's why they say that the toll here could double.
Well, as you look at that map with more than 200 miles of devastated areas on that particular island, Michael, what efforts are being made, as far as you can tell, to get aid to the survivors?
It's starting to come in, but the problem is, you know, it's been a little late by most estimates of people on the ground here. I mean, they wanted aid sooner, they wanted clean water sooner, they wanted some access to food and to medicines that they're not getting, and they want basic services. I mean, there are people in hospitals in Banda Aceh who can't get treated because there's just so many people there who are in need, and there are not enough people to treat them. And then just logistically, you know, the Banda Aceh airport, it's a small airport. And if you try to fly a lot of planes in there, there's going to be jam-ups. When I got to Medan yesterday in Sumatra, the airport there was just packed. It was just chaotic. And there were people, planes, there were Hercules C-130s there. There were all sorts of other cargo aircraft. And they were bringing in, you know, tons of supplies. But then getting those supplies from the airport to the people is going to be hard because it's so inaccessible here.
You mentioned the overcrowded hospitals. How concerned are people about the spread of disease?
They're very concerned. If they don't get the people who have died into the ground soon, if they don't take care of the dead soon, they're starting to worry about waterborne disease and other things. So I think that's one of the most urgent priorities right now, and that's what they're working on here.
Michael, thanks very much. We'll continue checking in with you as you learn more. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Aceh province on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. That's an area that was devastated by last Sunday's tsunami.